but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Oregon State will kick off the 2025 college football season on Saturday night against Cal. This game at Reser Stadium in Corvallis. Here to talk about it, a kid who grew up going to the stadium there at Oregon State as a fan, as a kid, Trent Walker, wide receiver, Oregon State, joining us. You ready for this? Are you ready to play a football game or what?
Yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to a long off season. Just ready to get going.
The summer felt like it went fast to me, but once you guys started practicing, it kind of slowed down because I was like, okay, let's get a game. What did the pace of the summer feel like for you? Because you're in there doing the workouts and stuff.
Yeah, I think this summer and camp, honestly, was probably the fastest it's ever felt in my 5 years of being here. I think a lot of it had to do with, like, excitement, and it could have been the fact that I'm just used to the schedule now, but it flew.
The week zero and week one games, there's been some sloppy play out there, and that's going to happen because you get teams that are finally lining up. There's procedural stuff that happens. Some of that just comes with time. I thought, maybe they should have a preseason game. Maybe there should be a scrimmage against another team. Would you go for something like that, or do you like the current system?
I think we kind of try to simulate that. We do scrimmages on Saturdays during camp. But, I mean, it's nothing like lining up against someone with a different jersey on. So, I mean, yeah, we talk about it all the time. The teams that win early are the teams that turn the ball over the least and make the most tackles and have the least amount of negative plays.
What do you see on film when you look at Cal? Obviously, you saw them a little bit last year.
Yeah, so last year they had some real good secondary. I think all five of their guys that were playing ended up at least going to a camp. So this year has been kind of tough trying to watch their tape from their previous schools because they might play it differently being under a new DC. But it seems like we got a good idea of what they're going to do against some of our formations. I feel like we have a good game plan dialed up. I think our offense is just juiced to get going.
Trent Walker with us, Oregon State wide receiver. Look, this is not like a tune-up game. This is a big football game. It's an important game for you guys. It's an important game for Cal. How big is the atmosphere at Reser Stadium to you personally, given that, you grew up going to that stadium as a kid?
Yeah, I keep saying excited, but that's like the best word to describe. Playing a team like Cal, especially coming from a year or coming from what they did to us last year, we're just trying to get our lick back on them and show them what Reser's about, because a lot of people who haven't been to Reser don't understand how loud it gets and how enthusiastic our fans are.
Last year's game, it was a knockout. And, I asked your coach, Trent Bray, will you guys have a chip on your shoulder? And he said, more importantly, did our guys learn from it? What did you learn from that game?
If you don't bring your A game, you're going to get your butt kicked. I think that kind of showed the guys that didn't have much playing time going into the season that you got to bring it every single Saturday. It doesn't matter who your opponent is.
I am left looking at this Saturday. Do you have sort of a schedule of how you will approach the day? Are you guys staying in your own beds? Are you staying at a hotel? What do you guys do as a football team on like Friday night and into Saturday?
Yeah, so we got a little time off right now, and then we got a later start Friday where we do like an hour 15 practice. From there, we got until about 5 o'clock off where we come back and do some more team meeting. We got an offensive meeting and position meeting. And then we head over to the hotel. Even our home games, we're staying in the hotel just so we can, they can get us up in the morning Saturday, get us moving. We do a little walkthrough, some more meetings, stretch a little bit. Yeah, we're really in the hotel all Saturday, but it's not like we're laying around or anything. Coach Bray likes to make a point of getting us off our ass and ready to go.
Is there anything you do away from football to relax? Are you a guy who listens to music? Will you play video games? You know, what do you do kind of in the downtime that comes before the storm?
In the summer and some of the spring, the best way I relax is going out on the golf course. I can't really do that right now, so I'm more of just a laid back on the couch and watch some TV. Like, I'm looking forward to watching this Boise game after we get off this call.
Yeah, 7-3 now in the second quarter. Boise State leading South Florida. When you watch a game, are you looking at, like, where do your eyes go? Because sometimes you talk to defensive coaches and they're looking at the front. They're looking at how, you know, everything fits. Quarterbacks are looking at the secondary. I got to think you're looking at coverages.
Yeah, that's the first thing. I try to get a pre-snap almost every play I look at, but it's tough with the TV angles. You can't really see what routes are being ran. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just try to guess what they might be running based off motions and whatnot. But I'm just a regular watcher at the end of the day when it's on TV.
You grew up rooting Oregon State, and now you're wearing an Oregon State jersey. And I think we talked about this last time, that you think about that when little kids will walk up to you. And you know, do you ever think about, you know, who do you play for? Are you playing for teammates? Are you playing for fans? Are you playing for your family members? Are you playing for yourself? Like, all of those things? Or do you ever think about, you know, who it is you're playing for?
It's a little combination of all that, but I would say I feel like I'm playing for my family. I want to make them proud, and I want to make my last name something that people respect and know. Today, they just put up a new poster on Reser, and I was blessed enough to be on it, and I thought that was a full circle moment because I remember playing in the blow-up houses right outside of Reser when I was a kid and, like, looking up and seeing what they had on Reser, and it's just crazy to me how everything came full circle.
It's phenomenal. Trent Walker is our guest, Oregon State wide receiver. Malik Murphy, I'm excited to see him. You know, tell us what it's been like to have him around and, you know, just maybe as a leader and not just a player.
Yeah, you hit it on the dot. Malik's just a natural leader. I think dudes in our locker room just naturally follow him. He's a vocal person. He's a character, but I say it every time, he's a hell of a ball player too. I think having Malik through this offseason kind of pushed dudes in ways they didn't even see happening. Malik would always push dudes to, like, lift more weight than they ever had in the past, or just getting us up all early to go throw in the mornings versus after the lifts, which is something new that we did. So I think adding Malik to our roster just allowed us to all be our best versions of ourselves.
The season will move fast, but, you know, goals going into the game, you know, do you think big picture? Do you think small things, or is the thinking done? You just need to play and focus on the next play in front of you.
The thinking is almost done. I'll probably watch a little bit more tape today. But big picture, it's really just get the win. Any way necessary.
I am left thinking about, you know, the Oregon State season. You will play as a conference of two this year. Does that chip remain on your shoulder? I know guys talked about it last year, or have you kind of moved on from that with, you know, the Pac-12 reforming and reconstituting?
For me, I don't know if it's so much a chip on my shoulder because of how the whole conference got dismantled or whatever. It was more sad last year when I was looking at it because, like we mentioned, I grew up a Beaver fan, and the Pac-12 was just all I knew about football. So to see the Pac just go away was sad. I think we're all moved on at this point. We got a hell of a schedule ahead of us, so we're just looking forward to that.
All right. The the rhythm of this week, you mentioned a little time off. So today you'll watch a little Boise State, South Florida. When does it sort of pick back up for you?
Tomorrow morning we'll be back in for more meetings and practice. I think some of the guys are heading back to the facility after this Boise game to go watch some more tape as a position group.
Trent Walker with us. All right, Cal, when you see Cal as a defense in general, you know, they've got some new coaches, of course, but it'll still be Justin Wilcox over there on the other side. What do you remember from last year schematically on what they did to you and what they tried to do to you? I don't know if it'll be the same because you have a different quarterback, and I think last year, correct me if I'm wrong, like late in the year, I just sort of saw teams sort of come up, try to play physical, load up at the line of scrimmage, and just dare you to throw the ball over the top. And I don't know if you could get it there, but you do that against Malik Murphy, I think he's going to hurt you.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, Cal had some real good secondary in both their corners. So I think they might scheme up something a little bit different than they did last year. We're anticipating a lot of middle close, like cover three, but we're just going off last year's tape, and they could definitely attack us in a different way that we're not expecting.
All right. I want you to tell us, you know, we've got Jamba on board, I believe, to sponsor this segment throughout the year. Do you have a go-to at Jamba? Because I believe they're going to set you up.
Yeah, I'm a big Orange Dream machine.
Okay.
And then I add the zinc and the vitamins to stay healthy.
I love it. What is about the Orange Dream machine that Trent Walker likes?
I don't know, man. It tastes a lot like the creamsicle sodas that I used to have when I went out to the pubs with my dad.
There you go. I love that. All right. Good luck to you. I will see you at the stadium on Saturday night. And, obviously you don't take anything for granted, but it's fun to talk to you in front of the game, Trent. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. There he goes, Trent Walker. And the Orange Dreamsicle. There you go. The Creamsicle guy. So we'll see. I want to thank Steve at Jamba, because life is better blended, for always supporting this show and supporting kids in the community and certainly making it more enjoyable when you walk into a local Jamba. I want you to leave it here. Our big splash is coming up. Dan Lanning, Oregon football coach at 420. You have the bald-faced truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network. Stick around.